We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special guest Eric. And this month's terrible mistake of a game is called...
Poor decisions, you
say. is called Dark Wind War on Wheels.
See, I don't think... I don't think you're giving enough credit here.
Oh,
Dark Wind War on Wheels.
Just saying the name gives it more credit than this is worth.
Car combat.
Yeah. So I'm at the incredibly ugly front page of this thing, and I'm going to read what it says.
Do I have a features list anywhere?
under game info? Kind of?
Game features. Yeah, okay. I found a bullet list. Oh, look at that car.
Does this game have features?
Yeah, it does. Okay. This game is chock full of features. You just didn't like any of them.
So, Dark Wind, War on Wheels, battle for survival and supremacy in the gritty post-apocalyptic world of vehicular combat where strategy and tactics determine winners and losers.
Heck yeah, they do.
Manage your gang, train your characters, design your own cars, and scavenge for parts. Make your fortune in racing, death racing, and arena combat leagues, or venture into the wilderness and engage intense multiplayer battles with pirates, traders, and other players. Trade for parts, cars, and weapons in the dynamic economy of a world where your characters will age, sustain permanent injuries, and die. The detailed weapon sets and the detailed combat system with critical hits, injuries, and healing, psychology, and leadership ensure a strategic challenge like few other games. Award-winning in the indie gaming community, acclaimed in the mainstream computer gaming press, and praised in the wargaming media, play it yourself and to find out why. No time limit free play. Set up a gang of characters and compete in races, death races, and arena combat leagues for an unlimited amount of time for free. No pressure to subscribe!
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely glad to see us. I've noticed that there is a spotlight section in the lower right, so Sid, I think you should address the spotlight after I read the features.
I'm not seeing the spotlights.
I got it. It's under the magazines.
Oh.
Or you could read some of these magazine quotes as you were wont to do before.
I think we might be on different pages.
This page is huge.
I'm on the game features. So, game features. Turn-based racing and combat situations. Good word choice. Each player controls a team/gang of characters. Racing and combat auto-duel leagues run in all major towns. Highly detailed rules for movement, including rigid body physics.
Oh, yeah.
Terrain properties. Slipstreaming drafting. Per chassis characteristics. Highly detailed rules for combat, including skills, specialisms, detailed weapon characteristics, and recoil splash effects. Critical hits and detailed damage and injury resolution. Damageable tires, suspension, engines, weapons, and chassis. Real-time strategy. Travel, healing, training, car modifications, repairs, all run to a real-world timescale. Detailed economic simulation, trade, piracy, starvation. The economic cycles of Darkwind take months of real-world time and are affected by trade conditions and the amount of piracy occurring on the road. NPC gangs controlled by AI, pirates, traders, bounty hunters, auto-duelers, cars, trucks, motorcycles. That's a bullet point. No further explanation. I am kind of upset that we never got to play with motorcycles.
That would have been hilarious.
Phenomenal. Varying security levels allow greater rewards to be earned through greater risk and allows the game to be challenging to both newbie and veteran alike. Yeah, challenging, yes, correct.
We'll get to that later.
player ownership of production facilities and warehouses and camps. Okay?
Sure.
Scheduling system for attacks on player or NPC-owned installations. Contracts of work, delivery, bodyguard, etc., available from NPCs. Didn't know that. Psionic powers available to a small number of gifted individuals. What?
Apparently.
Oh, man, that game just bumped itself up by a couple points. I really like the grammar on this one. Mutants, comma, sometimes available as player characters. Sure.
Why not?
Performance-enhancing drugs with side effects, some addictive.
Performance-enhancing drugs. So,
final bullet point, not logged in.
Yeah. So, I'm going to comment. We played the free-to-play version of this game, which
yes.
I'm not even sure is really a free-to-play version as much as it is just a trial. Because
experience.
Yeah.
Maybe not play.
Because 80 or 90% of those features aren't accessible through free-to-play.
Not true. We got to do a bunch of the missions. We could have gotten mutants or psychic dudes had we gotten luck of the draw on characters. Like, getting our own characters was the main thing that we could do as a free people.
You couldn't buy cars, you couldn't buy weapons, you couldn't train your guys, you couldn't sell or buy anything, you couldn't modify anything.
Well, we might have been able to sell or buy something.
No, no.
We could rent cars, but I feel like we could have gotten our hands on some really sweet drugs.
Maybe if we'd gone more in the wilderness.
Bothered to look! Like, you guys were doing a dumb race.
Shit.
You guys were doing some dumb race that I was too late for. And, so I spent like 30 minutes looking around trying to buy stuff. And I could go to the shop, but since I wasn't a subscriber, I could not buy anything. That or their UI was just horribly broken.
Yeah, which I was going to say, it could just be that their website is really bad and that you
think
these things.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that is to the game's credit, though.
Given that I'm not seeing some of the bullet points you guys were listing on the site, probably a broken website.
Yeah. So that is another thing. This game is the first game we've played on Perpetual New Machine where it has a downloadable client, but you don't actually play a good majority of the game in the client. You actually have to play on their website, which has not been like a browser app.
The playable stuff is on the client. It's all the micromanaging is on the website.
Right.
But which I actually kind of like, given the
it means you can do all your
matters. You can just hop over to it at work and just kind of click around and tell your dudes to do things at a certain time of day or something.
So
if I were more into it, then it'd be fine. But the website sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
Decent concept, but execution falls down on its face pretty bad.
It's completely just indecipherable at times.
If andbetter.org is better than your website, you fucked up.
That's a good bar.
We have been doing PNM for almost a year, and the EDM page still says gallery coming soon. And that is a marked improvement over Psychic Software's little gem here.
You know, that just goes to show how much we at PNM really care about our audience and our readership. We update the site.
Very distracted. I'll give you admin rights if you keep this up.
I already have admin rights. I just don't change things.
You don't care.
This
is why you're part of the And Better team.
Yeah. Hired.
You don't pay me to update the website.
You know, let's just be glad that Bob hasn't just taken the whole thing down on accident.
Or in a fit of battle and Bob rage. Gonna burn this mother to the ground.
To the ground.
So, let's actually get into playing Darkwind.
Let's hop into a couple of the preliminary segments that we do before we get into that.
Okay.
First of all, Sid, how many dollars are you in for?
I am in for a whopping no. There aren't dollars. No dollars whatsoever.
I refuse to answer the question on principle. but no. Not a dollar. Eric, did you get any dollars back from your lawsuit?
What? Lawsuit?
Against the game? Because you hated it so much.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Oh, gotcha.
And now you've ruined
no.
it.
Everybody's disappointed at me. Even though it was Sid that picked this.
No more than usual. No, I was actually going through the subscribe page trying to decipher how to even pay any money for this game. And I can't.
It's a feature.
So apparently you have to, you know, mail them something and then meet up with a guy named Steve around the back corner of 6th Street. You know, that, and then he'll point you to somewhere where you can actually pick up your code to actually subscribe to this game. So yeah, I gave them no money, and I really wish I could give them negative money.
Why would you do that to Steve? He's got a wife and kids at home, man. That guy.
Doesn't matter. That does not excuse such behavior.
He got himself mixed up with the wrong crowd, and he needs to learn.
Yeah. So, all right. So
characters is the other segment.
None of us paid any money. Yeah. Also, you don't really actually build a character in this game. You get to name your team, your gang.
Yeah, and then you hire.
Sort of, kind of, not
and then
really.
You have a forum chat screen name.
Yeah.
In addition to that.
So, we all picked.
Post-apocalyptic car Vikings.
Yes. Of course,
like, because what else are you going to do with a game like this?
Comes naturally.
Yeah. I really wish we'd saved that idea for a better game.
We can come back to it.
Yep, that's true.
Another post-apocalyptic blank game.
So, I actually stole one of Bill's because I couldn't think of anything punny enough.
And I came up with a bunch.
Yeah, you had all the puns.
My gang name was Ig Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fun. It was short, and it was easy to type in.
Mine was not. Sid, do you want to do yours first? Did you?
Yeah, let's say
how to read yours.
Yeah, let's save the good one for last because
I was not
feeling terribly creative, and I didn't feel Space Viking number 3 was appropriate, so I went with Ulf the Bearded. Just a lot of car Vikings with huge, bushy beards.
Why not? We did get to say space, an awful lot.
Oh, so, God,
I mean,
yes.
It panned out.
The people in the chat loved us for that.
I'd like to point out that this was the first time that anybody noticed that we were a thing.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious.
I think that might have something to do with the game's population being so small.
Yeah, but like right away they're just like, oh man, there's so many new people.
No,
and they're Vikings.
But, but we started talking Space Yaa.
Yeah.
And then one of the people in the chat accused us of being this one guy on all his alts.
Yeah.
They thought we were someone else just dicking around with them.
Turns out, nope.
What?
No, that happened. I think that was on night 2 when you were out. But yeah, no, it was hysterical.
That just makes me wonder. It's like, do people really play this with a bunch of alts simultaneously?
People play the living shit out of this.
Sure.
Yeah. Playing it with alts seems like a pretty straightforward way to get yourself a bunch of money. End game, if you're subscribing.
I mean, that's a pretty standard thing in a lot of MMOs.
Yeah.
So.
Especially one where it's a small community and they've really rooted themselves in.
Yeah.
Plus you have the timer delay on turns,
mm-hmm.
so you can just probably cycle through windows or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Seems pretty
easy. It just seems like that would make a boring game even more boring. So
yeah, let's grind Darkwind.
I don't know. It's just like, okay, normally when you have six people playing a turn, each turn, which lasts a second of quote-unquote real game time, takes like 5 minutes. So imagine with one person, like each round would take forever.
You missed the absolute glory of a death race with a 10-second time or turn clock. It was amazing. you missed all the, like, literally 95% of the fun that we had on this game was on the night you weren't there.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Like,
I think that's because that was the night we just turned NPCs off and started ruining each other's.
Yeah, and we were just like, we're never going to do arena again because that was painstaking. And so we drove around and shot missiles at each other and raced. It was a bunch of fun. But we'll get to that because I haven't introduced my characters yet. I was the king of puns.
Yeah, you were.
My login name was JOFFR space ODIM, or Yoffer Odin.
Yoffer Odin. That's awful.
It's pretty good. And my gang name, which would display above my car and take up all the room in the world, was...
Just all of it.
I was surprised that it let me fit it. Zvenny and the Einherjar cars. Which I was so proud of. I'm really glad that I got to be the Einherjar cars. If we come back to the Viking theme again, which I'm sure we will, I can come up with more puns. I got this.
Oh, I hope you can come up with more puns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. But yeah, playing the game. Let's first of all, to give the people that didn't play with us, for whatever strange reason, a real picture into how this game actually works. Let's describe how you actually play this goddamn thing.
If anybody wants to, because it just depresses me. Depresses me greatly.
I dig it, by the way. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I dig it. I like that this exists.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not something I'm ever going to play again, but I'm really glad that I played it. It's turn-based car combat. So as we mentioned, you have X number of seconds to input your move, so you... like meticulously turn the wheel and it gives you like a little projection of where you should expect to wind up. Sometimes it was horrifically wrong because of stupid things. Your or somebody else's fault, not the game mechanic's fault. You could choose to toggle on the handbrake or leave it off and set your ideal speed so that the game knows whether you want to accelerate or brake or stay the same speed. And then you'd submit, everybody would submit, and the game lurches forward. And usually disaster happens for at least one person, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, so I'm going to chime in here. Basically, it's a physics-based car combat simulation.
Yep.
And I can't emphasize simulation enough. So imagine a game, like a car simulation game like Gran Turismo.
Not Gran Turismo 3.
No.
We're talking top down.
Yeah, but where everything is really physics driven and the simulation therein is really in depth. Mm-hmm. But it's turn based, so you have no natural sense of timing or feedback or anything. You just gotta wing it and hope for the best.
It is something that you can learn, though. And we did. We were regularly finishing races, so long as you weren't me, in night two. I don't think I ever actually finished a race, come to think of it.
I think you were having too much fun, causing all of the trouble.
I was having an awful lot of fun.
Yep.
In addition to micromanaging your turning and all that, they had the weapon system where you could actually assign different people in your car to operate different guns and shoot them. They had their little, you know, the cone of range for where you can shoot and not.
Yep, and you could auto-target and auto-fire on a particular target with a particular weapon, and you could just assign those independently should you have the ability to shoot more than one.
And the different pieces... And the different pieces of your car had, like, different armoring, so you could get shot in the side a whole bunch, but if you put all of your armoring on the left side, you could just, you know, grind into a wall and be fine.
I distinctly remember Brian going, why would I put armor into the top of my car? And then I immediately, the next race, leapt onto him. It was beautiful.
And that's to say nothing of all of the tires everyone killed.
Yeah.
I mean, was there a single race where any of us finished with all four tires intact?
I think Matt might have on that one race where he showed up and just immediately took first and we didn't see him again for the rest of the race. Where we're all fighting each other and dying, and he's just like, so when does this race end? Is this purgatory? He eventually just crosses the finish line, and I'm like 10 minutes later, somebody else crosses the finish line. Because he didn't have to fight anybody. It was like racing against an NPC. Matt took that game home. He was really good at it. And he was the only person that I know of that was disappointed when we stopped playing.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad at least one person was enjoying the experience.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure David was too. David got fairly into it. I think it's like the more old school a gamer you are, like meticulous tabletop games, because that's what this felt like, is meticulous tabletop games where it kindly automated a lot of the functions. If that's where you're coming from, then
like, I really enjoy tabletop games and all that. What I don't enjoy is tabletop games with crazy physics that I don't understand and can't calculate.
I've played tabletop games with you. You're more along the lines of, I'm just going to make my decisions immediately and see what hilarious thing happens, rather than the tabletop game that these emulate, where it's just like being meticulous and doing actually scribbling down some math and taking a while and doing stuff.
Oh, I mean, I play those tabletop games, but it's like I need to understand the math involved. Simulation here that presented here is just way too
it has a lot of depth, but I got a feel for it.
No, it's not the most intuitive, but I get the sense that there, for a lot of MMOs, there's the people who will do the crazy number crunching to get the best DPS out of their character or whatever, and you basically need to apply that level of math crazy
into moving.
Just to play.
Into moving.
Yeah,
which there is definitely a target audience for this who is just going to eat this up.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure.
But none of us are that target audience.
No.
Which is why
it made for one of the most hilarious and memorable PNM experiences to date. We're not going to forget Darkwind.
I want to forget it immediately.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Son of a whore.
And today, Unpopular Gaming Opinions was trending on Twitter. I definitely made both a Dark Wind and a Wolf Team joke. good times. Maybe John saw them and no one else. Yeah, Twitter. So, yeah, with those mechanics in place, they'd let you just do a standard race around the track, a race with weapons, which was where all the fun was. Because landmines and flamethrowers were a delightful combo.
Yeah, I never did play that.
Yeah, that's why you didn't have fun.
No.
And Arena, which is just strictly the worst thing that anyone has ever invented. That was where, in night one, we played one match for 50 minutes, and it ended in a tie.
Yep.
Because it was just all us in a circle trying to turn around and shoot each other, and no one succeeding.
Well, you all tried to shoot each other. I tried to hide in the corner, and then I realized there were NPCs in the match, and that did not work out so well.
Yep.
Well,
I spent an awful lot of time just flying around as a ghost taking screenshots. I had so many screenshots from this game. I had a blast doing that. I'm usually not a screenshot guy.
Nope.
Not really shown through today.
Well done.
Yeah, yeah. On top of that, there was that weird-ass paintball match that David tricked Sid into playing.
Oh, God.
That
paintball
was
match?
Yeah, yeah. That,
you can actually do explain.
All your characters get out of the car and run around a map.
Yep.
And it's basically a one-hit kill.
Yep.
So you're just shooting at each other.
It's 3-on-3 on one of the same maps that you would do car combat on, where you stop at opposite ends and have to run at each other.
And deal with the terrible, terrible pathfinding.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Wow, I didn't know that they could make their game worse, but, you know,
yep.
Like to surprise me.
I'd like to also point out that that was a ranked match.
Whatever that means.
Well, job.
There was also scouting.
Oh, God.
I think this is where a good chunk of Eric's rage came from, and why we just stopped playing.
Yep.
Because scouting, that functions like arena combat, which is already the worst.
Just the worst.
By rather than it being a free-for-all, it puts all us idiots on a team and gives us unfairly powerful NPCs to play against.
Oh, and the best part is...
Well, they outnumber us, too.
Yeah, the best part is every time we go scouting, we would put it on... Give us the easiest possible enemies you could ever give us. And they would give us an enemy where one of these guys could take out our entire group of six by itself.
And they would give us 11.
And they would put 11 in there. And yeah. It's like, this is the easiest setting in the game.
Yep.
These guys are the equivalent of the little sewer rats you find in any other MMO.
See, I don't think that's the case. I think that this is supposed to be some later game stuff. There's no other way that could be. Because now that I know that there's, like, a delivery mission, that's got to be the earlier game stuff, where you're not supposed to do direct combat. You're supposed to just get around them and get out of there.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just get that feeling. But, yeah, no, it just still lets you do it. Yep. Sometimes I really like the game design of, yeah, this is really, really scary stuff out there. Well, have fun.
I'd like to jump in here and harp on it some more.
Of course.
What the first few times we tried it, we got utterly trounced. So
just wrecked.
So I think it was like the third time we tried, I found that there was like a little marker out in the distance of like a pile of junk or something.
Oh yeah, junk.
So that essentially we were supposed to scavenge these things and, you know, make off with some loot. So this time around, we all headed in that direction, got there, couldn't figure out how to interact with the pile of junk.
Like, and then died.
Got to the objective.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with it, and then we're dead.
Yeah, and no, just
painstakingly slowly over the course of like 20 minutes.
There's something incorrect just there, Sid. Not everybody was dead. A bunch of people were kidnapped and then forced to engage in gladiatorial combat.
Oh, God,
which
that's
I believe
right.
You guys actually got to experience.
Oh, yes, David and Sid, how was the gladiatorial combat?
Oh, God, it was awful. It was like paintballing, but worse.
Because it's all melee?
And it wasn't all melee. You got okay. To have a gun.
Okay, so there's still guns.
And then they pit you against, like, swarms of mutant bugs or whatever.
What?
Yeah.
I love this game.
And it was just really, really boring, so I ended up shooting my teammates, which was a lot more fun.
Like, you
like Sid does.
Yeah. All like the time.
Out. Just all the time.
And, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of this game is these guys, they just keep putting more features on there. It's amazing. Like, every day we'd find out about, like, four more things you could do in this crazy-ass game. Usually they weren't any good.
Yeah.
But they weren't
any good. But
I
they were
do yeah. want to understand what it is about this game that have had actually fairly decent gaming publications going, this game's amazing.
Well, That was in 2009.
I guess, but even in 2009 standards.
That's not really enough time to...
Maybe before. But, yeah, you know, it's... I mean, if it's what you're into, it's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
That's a
work.
Really slim audience.
Yeah, it is.
And then there is a lot of it's just poorly designed.
Yeah.
On top of
or
the
poorly
really
implemented or something.
Yeah.
Poorly thing.
I like this magazine excerpt. Pinpoint tactical turn-based car combat multiplayer track.
Yeah, it's like
that's just part of a sentence.
Yeah. What's the rest of the sentence say?
I did not like
the
rest of what I just said.
Right.
At all.
It promises you these kind of things and then does not deliver on any of them.
No, it totally delivers on it. It's just you realize, oh, that's what you meant, and you're like, okay, it's awkward. It delivers on everything it says it does. You may take literal months to get to some of the stuff you wanted to check out.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
And you may realize that thing that you thought might be cool turns out it's not as great, but they never actually told you it was great.
That is true. They never say it's great.
The first bullet point is turn-based racing combat situations.
Situations.
not even events. Like, I could go like, skirmishes or extreme warfare on wheels. Not situations.
Situations.
It's a very honest game. Yeah. It's an honest game full of people that were genuinely excited and confused to see us. And I kind of dig that. I feel
excited
like
excited and confused. Yeah, I was initially kind of excited about this game because you know
everybody was. It was that car game.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
What did Sid find?
A magical surprise.
Yeah.
We should have known.
No, I mean, even when I heard about it, it was, you know, like a car combat game with physics-based stuff that's a turn-based strategy game. That was so interesting. I really did want to like
it. That's why I picked it, because I thought this was going to be something we could really dig into and go, this is really weird and really interesting and really fun.
Yeah, we got the first two.
I really wanted to... And I think
it's really
that's
weird, and it fascinates me. It's just not very fun.
I think that might be why I hate it more than other people, is because it's such a letdown. Like, I so wanted it to be fun, and it was just the antithesis of fun.
I
was looking forward to it just being a huge heap of car combat, which is what I really gravitate to in any of the games we play where it's available. Like,
or not.
You know, see APB. I was all over the car combat.
Yeah, you were.
To the exclusion of the rest of the game. And I was hoping this would be, like, designed around that.
Yeah, even tried to do extreme car combat in Old Republic.
Yeah. I mean, is Auto Assault still running?
No
idea.
I think we need a break from top-down cars for a little while.
No. Yeah. Auto Assault was like MMO Twisted Metal.
Oh, okay.
So it was actual real-time car combat.
I don't know if I can handle that at this point. It might be too extreme. I might get all excited and throw up.
Where's the pause button?
I need 10 seconds to assign my handbrake.
All right.
Now you know the jokes I'll be making all month when we play that. All the Dark Wines jokes.
All the Dark Wine jokes.
Every single one.
Oh, so, man. Before we get into the ratings, which I'm going to spoil for you, are not going to be terribly great.
I'm going to be going last on our recently established proceedings. I've known what score I was going to give this for like 3 weeks.
God. I'm going to have to say that this Darkwind represented the first game that we could not finish the month on. We actually had to quit after the third week because I just basically threw up my hands and went, nope.
Now,
we came pretty close with DCUO. Yeah, I think but we still the last 2 weeks we were tag teaming it.
The last
but we finished.
That last 5 weeks, we still showed up every single week. Now, it was 5 weeks and I had 9 hours of playtime, but I still showed up every week. But no, we completely abandoned this one and went to play a different game, which we'll talk about a little bit later. We'll touch on it. But yeah, I don't know if we're forgetting anything. Crouch to Talk, did you guys have any technical issues?
I think the server threw up a couple times.
Yeah, probably. Other than that, it was such a lightweight game. It was like 128 megs that it didn't have any technical stuff to have issues with. So that ran actually pretty well.
The matchmaking was a little sketchy.
It's a little wonky.
Because we'd like have people join in, and then you have to join again, and then confirm, and then for whatever reason...
Oh, suddenly I'm a spectator on this one. Have fun, guys. I'll talk to you in 35 minutes.
Oh, and by the way, even when you have everyone there ready to go, you still have to wait for the timer to count down from, like, 10 minutes or whatever.
No. You... Like, that timer when everybody was lined up at the start of the race, that was there just in case nobody hit ready, and it was only, like, two minutes. But if everybody hit ready, it would jump down to, like, 5 seconds.
But what I'm saying is that when you set up a match...
Oh, yeah. The match for it to start, that would go, like, 6 minutes for everybody to sign up. That I understand.
Yes.
That was a little weird.
It took a little long. I would have preferred it if that was configurable.
That would have been
awesome. What, that timer? Like, if we could just set it to 2 minutes, because we were all sitting right there and talking, that would have been fine. Yeah, the one where you're all actually in the game and lined up, the timer on that cuts down once everybody's ready. So that was smartly designed, I think.
For running at the matches, not so much.
Box quotes? I know my box quotes.
I've got this. Have you ever wanted to watch a car wreck in slow motion?
But you couldn't find where Sid lives.
If you ever wanted to watch a car wreck in stop motion?
Touché, sir. Mine was, you have to try it. You have to experience it. You will literally not find anything like it. That's true. If I was going to put something on the box, that'd be it.
Completely original.
Yep. Never imitated.
Never imitated. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a box quote that's witty and funny, and all I can come up with is, I hate this game. Like, my brain just won't think of anything else. It's just, get out. Just, no. I will not.
First for the,
I will take a zero. Eric. Yeah, I think Eric's going to give it the worst score.
Oh, by far.
Yeah. I don't know how far. I'm pretty confident it's going to give it a stink or two, but you are definitely going to be the worst.
Yep.
So, on that note, should we just get to it?
I can't think of any other segments we've skipped.
Are there any awards to give out for this?
We usually do the awards after.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Yes. And we definitely have awards to give.
Oh, yeah.
People sent in war stories.
Oh, nice. Did we want to do that before we...
No, we usually do awards after the reviews.
I don't know, but war stories.
I mean, we could... I don't know. It's up to you guys. I mean, Eric, you're the one that has to play it. You're the recording guy.
Yeah.
They're just in the noobs email. John left two voicemails because the voicemail box limit wasn't long enough. and David wrote a novel, which I guess I probably should have read ahead of time to see if it was better than John's or not. I think, Sid, didn't you read both of them?
Yeah, I read both of them.
Okay.
So, all right, I'll go first. Just as, you know, for those of you who might not be regular listeners.
Huh. Hi.
Yeah. Welcome.
You picked a good month to show up.
Right. Our scoring system goes from 0 to 100, with 100 being a game that I would pay $50 or $60 for and play regularly for the next year, and 0 being a dog mistake.
Yes.
On that scale, I would give this a 8. It's
wow, nice.
Just unplayable. It is just unplayable. So EVE Online is one of those games where, like, the combat and the mechanics aren't that great, but they're a little bit too much in depth in the simulation for its own good, but it has all the economy and all this kind of metagame stuff that's really amazing and interesting and propels that game to another level.
You can read about.
Right.
Enjoy.
Yeah. This game, it seems like with its feature list and what it's seeming to try to go for, is trying to do some the similar thing. It's like, here's an actual post-apocalyptic world with all this stuff that doesn't matter because it's so inaccessible, and the actual play mechanics, the minute-to-minute, are even worse than EVE, which just boggles my mind. It's just
the selling point of EVE.
That's part of it. Some people really dig it.
I mean, a lot of people really dig it. I really want to like EVE Online, and I played it for a good long time. It's just the minute-to-minute just wasn't...
Kind of
want to
try out a Dust 514.
Oh, yeah,
man. Could you imagine something like that, but for Darkwind? Oh, man! I think it's called, what is that? Fallen Earth.
No.
Yes.
No. No. Back to Darkwind.
So, back to Darkwind. You know, I can understand, you know, it's an independent game, and it's, you know, it seems like it's kind of a labor of love. Like, there's the guys that are really into this and really wanted to make this, and there's nothing out there, so dang it, they're going to make it. But it's just, I couldn't play it, and it was just alternatingly frustrating and boring and, just 8. Sorry.
Just 8.
I'm just going to need
close. Eric's box quote. Quotation mark. Ah! End quote.
Oh, 8. I thought you were going to go with Eric's quote being, just 8.
Just 8.
Just 8.
What does that mean?
It's for you to find out.
Play this game and find out. Half an hour later, 8. Sid?
Well, clearly I'm going to give it better than Eric.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
This game is entirely my fault, and
yeah, it is.
I feel like I should probably apologize, but I'm not going to. Because for all the terrible things this game does, it made for an interesting experience, and it just got us so far removed from the boring, stale formula that most of the MMOs...
Anime bullshit.
At
least it wasn't anime bullshit. That is true.
Oh, man, like, did you imagine this game with anime bullshit?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, why?
But, I don't know. This was one of those games I found, and I was like, this is really, really weird. We should probably take a look at it. And then we had that run of, you know, Terra, and it's just like, I cannot take this anymore.
Yeah, you hated it so much that I somehow let you
far
pick
away
the next game
that I could possibly get. I think it was
Yeah, I mean, you succeeded in that endeavor.
Yes.
This is the opposite of Terra.
Yeah.
This is, yeah. I don't think it's even the opposite. It's just something else entirely. And
yeah, it can't
be. I think there's definitely a market for this. I don't think I am that target demographic, but for the people who are into this stuff, it's like they've been waiting so long for this game to come out, and it's finally materialized against all odds.
It exists. Holy shit. Exists. I love the internet.
No, like, this is something I can't believe exists, but it does.
Yeah.
It's poorly implemented. It's obtuse, and
that was the word I was looking for.
Sure.
Obtuse.
It's not intuitive. It's kind of clunky.
Oh, it is counterintuitive.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say counter-clunky.
No, it's definitely clunky.
Clunky.
But, I don't know, I can see the appeal. It's not for me, and there's a lot it does bad, but there's a lot of potential in here for people who are into this sort of thing. So, I'm going to give it 26.
26? Oh, yeah, I'm the high one.
No, I did not.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
Nah.
At all.
Now,
this is sort of a reversal from when we started the show.
I need to go back and listen to the APB episode. I really can't remember who of us liked that game the most.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think so, yeah.
No.
But,
and then I loved Aeon, and it was, he was doing the high scores for a while, just because he'd seen the depths of what could go wrong.
Yeah. He's just like, I gotta establish a high mark now because it's only lows.
Thus, he has
weird, ominous scoring there in the first few episodes, Eric. So, I don't know if you guys have picked up on this about me.
Probably.
But I really like finding a game that I'm just completely and thoroughly bad at. Because it fascinates me. Like, I can be kind of not good at jumping in games and shooters. Like, sometimes I have a hard time keeping up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about games where I'm just like, oh, holy shit, how do I actually play this? Like, that always fascinates
me.
You should have seen my brain lighting up when Rock Band 3 came out, and I set down that pro keyboard in front of me. I'm just like, okay, I'm really good at Rock Band. I'm going to just flail uselessly at this instrument for hours. And it was amazing. So this game did absolutely nothing but trip that trigger. However, usually for that, I like to have a follow-through where I overcome that, because that feels really good, too. That's never going to happen. Like I mentioned before, I didn't finish a single race. At no point did I survive anything that we did. Which, while funny, was a little discouraging. Like, I could have kept playing all five nights had you guys been into it. But when you guys rage quit halfway through the month, I was just like, all right. And I didn't put up much of a fight because I was just like, oh, there's not all that much left for us to try that's at least immediately accessible.
Right.
I did like how we just kept finding new weird things. There's this little Pandora's treasure box of strange game modes and mechanics and weird little menus and just things that would happen. And I actually really wound up enjoying, after a little bit, the turn-based mechanic, where everybody's, like, chuckling and putting in their moves, and then 1 second of action happens, and suddenly, like, Brian starts screaming, oh no! And then you quick slide over to see his car's upside down in midair, you're like, alright, I'm gonna keep an eye on this, see where that lands. Like, that wound up being a lot of fun for me.
Oh yeah, spectating was a lot of entertainment
It was just wildly enjoyable, just simply because everybody was on that same skill level, more or less. I think the game would have been less fun if one of us was really good at it. Or
probably
half of us even. But since we were all terrible at it, it really felt like a noob machine. And I dug that. Like, I don't know.
I will have to say, like, this game, more than any we played, did feel like a noob machine.
Yep, it dethroned PlanetSide 2. Because, holy shit, you guys. Fucking learn how to use maps.
See, I got really good at PlanetSide 2, so I don't know.
I'd rather be good at Dark Wind. I'm giving Dark Wind a higher score than I gave PlanetSide 2.
I don't understand, you guys.
The game sucked.
Like, anyway. It was fun.
No. Anyway, I just kept, like, being surprised, like, around every corner. A bunch of the game modes weren't good. Like, anytime it was just free-form combat, it just all fell apart. The mechanics just didn't work.
Yeah, they didn't really support that.
But racing was cool.
Yeah, like, doing the handbrake turns?
Yeah.
It was really suited to that, I think.
Like, second by second, just seeing how I was drifting sideways into the entire pack of cars and seeing all the injuries pop up turn by turn. That one big turn where I literally drifted into every single person that was racing was phenomenal and made the entire thing worthwhile just off of that alone. And I dig that it's like somebody's pet little project that they love doing. I like to see that when it's not something really weird and gross. Like they're putting it into this harmless thing that's cool, and I can see other people are into it. And I like peeking into those little worlds where it's something that I didn't know existed, and people are really into it and enthusiastic, and it's not fucking gross.
Yeah,
like that's really rare.
I like that little bit there. It's just like, yeah, and it's not gross.
It is important. Let me tell you what. It's not like finding out about the little girl race in Terra. No, it's. It's like finding out so that your small town has like a model train club, and everybody's like hanging out and they're having some beer and talking about different kinds of trains. You're like, oh, cool, you guys are really into this thing. That's fine. Like, I'll check it out. I never need to see this again. Like, it had that kind of element, and I dig that. That's fine. I'm just really glad that I experienced it, and I wish it had Terra's budget, so we had like really cool looking cars, and they could level out the experience curve on it a little bit more, make it more friendly to new players.
I would like to say that if this game had a budget where they were able to actually deliver on some of the things that they set out to do, it would be...
Or just had a budget.
Yeah, or just had a budget. It could probably actually rival EVE Online.
Yeah.
Like, the concept is there, and it's interesting.
And that concept, I would tell people about it just to see their faces as they worked through what I was saying to them with my mouth.
Right.
You're just like, you gotta check it out. It's post-apocalyptic. Turn-based. Uh-huh. Strategy. Ooh. Car combat. You lost me.
No, not even that. Like, if it was just like turn-based car combat that was, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Abstracted, like most turn-based strategy games are. It'd be one thing, but it's not abstracted. It's a simulation with actual physics.
Yeah, it made a strange decision in there, and if they weren't confused by car combat, I'd add in with real physics.
Yeah, with an actual physics engine.
Just get. It can get any gamer's curiosity, like, instantly. Just for better or for worse.
Right.
While I was giving the review here, it popped into my head. If I had found this exact game, like, graphics, features, and everything, minus the online component, as a PlayStation 1 game, that would be a game that I would talk about for the rest of my life. That would be just a classic. Like, all NPCs, you could plug it in and play with your friends. This seems like just a weird budget PS1 game.
Yeah.
I just realized that. That's neat. Now we just need to find the online version of Battle Hunter, and we are cold. But for the whole experience in a whole, I mean, it's not something I'm ever going to play again. It's not something that I'm going to keep playing. It does have playability, just not for me. I'm going to give the whole thing a 43.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that is
surprisingly
high. I think it's cool. I think this game is cool as hell. And I can see a lot of potential in there, and I can see how people would dig it. It's just, plus, you know, compared to average, there's some shit out there, guys.
It's true.
But yeah, no, I think it's cool. I think it deserves a reasonable score from at least one of us. So, I'm giving it a 43. Sid, type numbers.
I already typed numbers. Why are you slow at reading?
Because I'm walking around my bedroom.
You've got...
I mean,
25.6 repeating. You know, to aggravate that one person who cares about our scoring system.
So Sid was right on the money, I guess.
Nope. It's not a good game, but there's potential there for those who are into it.
Yeah, and if you are a curious person, if you are somebody that is thinking
about... If this sounds appealing to you, you should probably check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And if you are somebody that is thinking about doing indie game design for weird stuff, check it out and learn a few things that you're not supposed to do. I think that's a powerful learning tool.
Yeah, that's really what I've gotten out of this, is that we should... be looking at this as we learned something from playing this game, or perspectives have been altered in some capacity. For better or worse, we know more about what's out there.
Our genetic code has been rewritten.
Maybe yours. I think the rest of us are okay.
I would wear a dark wine shirt just to troll Eric.
Yeah, you would.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get a bunch of these MMO shirts for Joko Cruise 4, man. I will have a Wolf Team shirt by then.
Oh, God.
I promise you this.
Do they make a Wolf Team shirt?
No, I will have to make one.
Oh, man.
It will be brown, and it will have their logo. You can have one, too, if you want. You just have to pay the cafe press.
You know, I might actually... want a Wolf Team shirt. That right? Just sounds hilarious.
Sounds like a shirt worth having.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you ever do one of those big Valve TF2 tournaments, wear it to that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Wondrous.
Moving on.
I still haven't read David's story.
Well, get on that.
I'm trying. We're laughing about the air. Wolves. Oh, God. Okay. I'll do it. All right. Gertha Lundquist and Pedro Jenkins, needing some training before they stood any hope in the arena, rent a pickup and join a scouting expedition in the wastes outside Somerset. It's a big crew, 8 cars from 4 gangs, and the pickup comes with twin rocket launchers in the front and a machine gun on each side. So the Toronto Maple Leafs, their gang, feel this is safe enough for fresh recruits. It doesn't take long for the squadron to encounter a cluster of 8 cars from the Colt 45 crew, one of the worst bandit crews trying to bottle us all down in town. Misunderstanding the distinction between rocket launcher and single-use heavy rocket, Gertha races up the hill on the left side of the road. A good hit on the lead vehicle should block the narrow valley well enough to give the super slick Somerset squad their actual name, not provided by me, a huge tactical advantage. The rocket launcher doesn't pack quite enough punch for that, though, and as the only one that's charged straight into the thick of battle, the pickup, I Took Insurance, quickly finds itself targeted by most of the
I enemy. Took Insurance.
Worse, it's soon surrounded so thoroughly that it's taking friendly fire when its own side misses. Gertha is soon demoralized, but with nowhere to run and fleeing on foot clearly suicidal, she soldiers on. Pedro does some good close-up work with the right-side machine gun, while Gertha sticks with the rocket launcher a bit longer than is prudent. a point-blank explosion rolls the truck, disabling both Pedro and his machine gun. Gertha switches to the left-side gun while trying to maneuver out of what has become a giant pile as the other Somersetters have closed the gap. Several near collisions later, there are only two enemies still active, and she rams one while shooting the other. The impact knocks her unconscious, but causes the hit enemy to surrender and his friend to try to run. Gertha wakes in time to see the rest of the squad finish off the last car. Colt 45 has 4 killed. Somerset, miraculously, has 0. Pedro wakes while the spoils are still being divided, and is installed in a pickup of his own. The Leafs came away with a stock of machine gun ammo and a set of off-road tires for their pains. It looks like an easy run back to town, but the Colt 45 crew arrives in fast cars when the Victorious crew is still about half mile from the Somerset gates. Gertha and Pedro are sufficiently shell-shocked to have trouble locating the town, even at this distance. Everyone is low on ammo, so the decision is made to run for cover rather than engage, even though we outnumber them 13 cars to 7. It's looking good. We're on flat ground while the enemy is crossing hills a bit too rough for the cars they've brought. Pickups don't have the acceleration to outrace muscle cars, though, so Gertha and Pedro both fall a bit behind the group as the crew close the gap. Pedro again takes the worst of their attention, only the distraction of the baggies of sunshine as an almost equally attractive target diverts enough firepower to get him to close the gate. Suddenly, a lucky shot comes through the rear window, tearing up his shoulder and embedding shrapnel on his hip. On top of his earlier injuries, this is enough to cause him to faint again. The truck, however, is pointed straight at the gates, moving fast enough to coast through in 5 seconds, at which point he will be safe. It becomes apparent, though, that in slumping forward, he has turned the wheel just enough so he's not going to make it through. Gertha, already safely inside, spins around to aim her rocket launchers at the pursuers for a distraction. Pedro's truck skids sideways to a stop, just outside the radius where the town guards would be able to pull him in. It becomes clear that he can't be helped without endangering the whole town, and the gates close. The Leafs insist that he's still out there, on foot, but until he stumbles up to the gates on his own, there's no looking for him. Now, I'm pretty sure that that's the story of him engaging people with other players.
Yeah, because we were never successful. The first
Sid, were you playing Candy Box during that whole thing?
Maybe.
Yes. Anyway, that was Eric's story. Do we think we can inject John in here? Because John sent in using our handy-dandy voicemail system.
This is John, and I'm leaving my gritty war story for Dark Line. If you want to make it in heaven, time comes, you need to join a squad. That is, sell yourself to the gladiators to feed your family. I'm a better driver than a fighter, so the choice is clear. My squad was a ragtag mix of guys, all in the same situation, doing their best to make a living in this hellhole. We were 7 cars making our first run into the wasteland, hoping to find enough to make it to the next raid. It was me and my rig, Thunder Truck. Benny and Niner cars, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Bering Fighters, Ulf the Bearded, and Jig Diesel. Weird name, sure, but we're weird folk. We drove for hours through the wilderness outside of Somerset. For a while, we didn't see anything but sand and dust. Then off in the distance, a glimmer of metal. We all began to race towards it, excited at the possibility of finally getting some more ammo, and God knows what else. Little did we realize that 10 eviscerators had seen the same glitter of metal and wanted it just as bad as we did. The race was on. We drove as fast as our tires would take us in the shifting sand. One poor fool turned around and was broadsided, trying to take down the eviscerators. We covered the distance, crested the hill, that's all we were racing for. Nothing but a pile of junk. A man with more greed than sense got out of his car and ran for the pile. Put my car in gear and gunned it over the ridge. I met him head on. My two gunners firing out the window at them. They weren't expecting a head-on collision. They slowed and turned. I followed them. One eviscerator went down under the unrelenting fire of my gunners. A second eviscerator was returning to get better position. We followed, putting holes in his taillights. He went down trying to turn around and face us. The third would be our doom. He was sitting on a far ridge, amazed on all of our group. By now, we were the last men with a working car. We weren't going down. We raced at him. My gunner's got a bead on the vehicle. Pulled the triggers. Nothing. We were out of ammo. The windshield splintered and gave way. Shrapnel opened the side of my face. Everything went black.
Alright, and we're going to finish it up.
God damn, this is good.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah, I told you.
When the fuck is John going to get his storytelling podcast? God damn it.
We raced at him. My gunner's got a bead on their vehicle. Pulled the trigger. Nothing. They're out of ammo. The windshield splintered and gave way. Shrapnel opened the side of my face. Everything went black. That's how I found myself in this gladiator arena. Now I'm fighting mutant insects for someone's amusement. I watch my squad mates be ripped apart by giant insects. And I suppose someday someone's going to watch the same happen to me. I guess that's just how it goes in heaven.
I think we have our winner.
Jesus. Oh, that was so good. And it also mentions one thing that we never touched on in the review. The world that this takes place in is named Evan.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah, because I was going to bring that up, like, when I was talking about them, you know, putting this whole actual, like, living, breathing world together and putting a lot of effort into it, and then calling it Evan. Like, E-V-A-N. Like, my...
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the continent is named Nave, which is just Evan backwards.
Nope.
So good.
So good.
So, John, you get an item out of the super prize box. Most awesome person? I think it might be Brian. Either Brian or Matt have my vote.
Yeah, Brian was...
Brian was pretty entertaining.
Brian got in a car. And that's always amusing.
Yeah. Brian was also entertaining in Empire of Sports. He was Bobby Slay!
He was very entertaining in Empire of Sports.
I mean, Bob was ridiculously entertaining in Empire of Sports, but he only came out for the one night and just of that. So we can't give it to him. Matt was a very subtle and potent humor throughout, as Sir Sports, especially.
Sir Sports.
That was spectacular. And as I mentioned, on night two of Dark Wind, he was in there and did alarmingly well and was pretty entertaining at that, too. I don't know. Brian was there all four nights outside of the very first one. Because I believe he was traveling that day. So, I wouldn't be hurt if we gave it to Brian.
You know, I'm fine with that decision. I don't have... Outside of John's amazing war story, which...
Yeah, John gets a shittin' hell of a prize for that. But John also didn't show up for as many nights as Brian, even.
That's true.
Outside of...
But John wins all the awards, so I have no problem with being as Brian.
Pulls them in. So yeah, Brian gets most awesome person.
Absolutely.
For
well done, sir.
For Elf Butt Monthly. Eric, did you ever get my second or that the picture that I edited in Paint? Because it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's as close as we're gonna get with this game.
I don't know.
I mean, there's also the picture of David lying on the floor dead with a flag planted in his butt.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the one.
Okay.
All right.
I'm fine with either. I submitted them both.
Yeah.
All right, I get the weirdest Elf Butt Monthly victory we've had in a while.
Although, kudos to David for actually sending submissions in, but it's no contest. Flag in the butt.
No matter what game we're playing, it's hard to beat Flag in the Butt.
So you're saying that's a contender for EBM of the year already?
Probably.
Yes.
It's kind of amazing. It's going to be awesome when we finally make calendars.
Oh, God, yes.
I still really want to do that.
Oh, God. Why?
So, congratulations, me. I took a screenshot, because at that point, I had not been playing the game for like 20 minutes.
I don't think I ever even figured out how to take screenshots outside of just print screen.
No, it was like...
Control-P.
Control-P, yeah.
Yeah, something obscure that you wouldn't think to use.
Yeah. Control-Print.
Like everything else in the screen.
So it's in keeping with the theme, at least.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Empire Sports. So, as we have alluded
as
to...
As you wish...
We decided we'd just play something else for the last two nights, and so we previewed Empire of Sports at my insistence. It's amazing.
It wasn't bad, though I do wonder about doing an entire month of it.
I mean, I'm in. Voice similar to concerns.
I'm in.
I don't know if it will stand up.
I will let you guys pick most of the games up until that point if we can play a month of Empire of Sports.
You will regret that decision, Bill. Yes.
Of course you'll regret that decision, Bill. I mean, look who you're talking to.
You guys have to alternate.
Yeah, but you're still going to be letting me pick any number of games.
I'm going to be heavily influencing you. I'm still going to say, hey, guys, what about this one? But it won't be my call. I don't give a shit.
Well, I know.
At the time when I pick a game, it's either Terra or DCUO, so I'm okay with not picking one or two.
But, on that note, the game that I have picked for next month is the newly available Ragnarok Online 2.
Holy shit, you guys, we picked a game that's available on Steam, like we said we're going to do primarily, and haven't done so far this year.
Well, sorry, Steam, you need more interesting games.
Yeah.
And you're free to play nonsense. But so, I remember playing Ragnarok Online back in the day, quite a bit, so I don't know what all they've changed. Probably not enough.
We'll this seems out. Like where Sid learned how to troll people that are playing online games. So
I don't know if learned, it's one of the games where I honed my skills.
It's okay. Where everybody learned how to troll in online games.
And I never played the original.
Oh, man.
Because when it was popular, I had dial-up. So it wasn't an option.
End up going back to the original at some point. Depending on how this month goes.
Yeah. I mean, if we find another bad game, the original might be good for a one-off.
Yeah. Heck, if number two is a bad game, we might
We might just do 2 weeks of that and 2 weeks of the original.
I don't know. I kind of want more because I would like to realize the vision of all of us enjoying PvP for once.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I don't think you understand how bad I am at PvP and how frustrated I get and how quickly.
Bill, I don't think you understand how satisfying playing Bard is in PvP. Now imagine a party of Bards.
I mean, I can play the shit out of a Bard in D&D.
The way you explained it, Sid, it did seem like the trollinest class ever.
Oh, God, yes.
It does seem like a buttload of fun.
I'm going to predict right now, if we are all bards, what I'm going to do while I play that is do what I do when I play a bard when I play any tabletop game, and that is just make songs about the other party members. And guess what, guys? We're all on the same voice chat.
Phenomenal. I cannot wait.
It's going to be good. You know, I used to be in a band.
Really?
I did the air quotes, yeah. Sid's left. maybe we'll put Spacia at the end of this one and just give 6 minutes of confusion to everybody but Sid, Brian, and I.
I think that would be appropriate.
All right, we'll do it.
Well done.
But yeah, come on out, guys, next month for Ragnarok Online 2. Yeah,
that's your reward for listening to this whole podcast, as you get to hear Phil sing.
Oh, no, it's not really singing.
Don't spoil the surprise.
Okay, fine. It's a psychedelic trip that you'll never forget. How about that?
There's so many things about this whole podcast this month that I wish I could forget that I'm not even going to try.
You're never going
to. I really don't want more bad experience just filling that up.
Space Yacht is fantastic. It's one of the few good things that ever came out of Mark Twain's one-man show. Space Yacht, Bear Batman, Vampire Oedipus Rex from the future, and the whole Mark Twain's one-man show radio show, which I still think is really good.
Still need to get the video show, though.
Yeah, it's stuck on this laptop over here. I don't know how to... Either I have to get it off this laptop, or I have to pirate it off my own blog spot, which I don't know how to do.
Well, you have a project, then.
I've had a project for like a year. Yeah, I'll work on that. So yeah, check out our other shows at andbitter.org. Come out for next month. We're playing Ragnarok Online 2. I'll have the server info and all the event stuff up by the time this posts on andbetter.org/noobs, as always. So come play games with us, win prizes. We need to make a snap decision as to what next month's challenge is, because god damn it, I didn't think about that.
Best hat.
Best hat.
Sure.
Are metaphorical hats allowed?
Yes.
Okay.
They are encouraged, Ethan.
Perfect. Perfect. I want to know how much thought... I don't want to know how much thought you put into that.
No, you don't.
Special thanks to Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit. Still really good. You should still get it.
Yep.
Also, special thanks to Mark Twain's one-man show for the use of our closing theme, Space Yacht, off the album Dead Ethernet. You can find that nowhere.
Because you can find it right here.
I think it's still up on SoundClick.
It is still up on SoundClick, and I take it back. I have like 4 copies of the album burned with album art somewhere in this closet. Along with... I think 1 copy of the deluxe edition, which was somehow worse than the actual album.
I don't even.
It's so good. The second album, Eric, was named Not Afraid of Bees. It's a little trivia for you there.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks to John and Brian for winning. They listened better than you. So.
Listen harder, people.
Yeah, listen harder. Fuck.
Fuck that. Listen smarter.
No, don't listen smarter or you stop listening.
Are you trying to get people to stop listening to our show? Because that is a public service.
I was considering changing the logo at the top of the homepage to be ambetter.org. Dumb podcasts by smart people. So on that note,
that
until next time.
You should totally do.
Dang!
Totally true. You don't level in this game.
You don't.
So no. No dings.
Fine. More fitting, my arm has been injured by shrapnel.
You deserve it.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah, we are the Space Vikings.
Yeah. My name is...
Yeah, my name is Sven. Yeah.
What is your name, Space Viking number 3?
I am Flotia. Yeah, you name after my father. Yeah. Your father was named far before us. Yeah, that is true. That is true, don't you know?
So how has your father's space pillaging been going?
Yeah, not so good, don't you know? Those stupid British, they've been stopping them.
I would blame Johnny Depp if he didn't crack me up.
Yeah.
His antics.
Johnny Depp.
He should come out to space sometime, yeah.
Yeah, he should.
No. Why does he not come out to space more than he already has?
I don't know.
Maybe he respects Archer and doesn't want to encroach on Archer.
Yeah, because being a space pirate, that's amazing, don't you know?
But not as amazing as the Space Vikings. Space Vikings, we pump them up.
Yeah, we're gonna pump you up.
Space Vikings, pump you up.
Space Vikings, pump you up.
High fives all around. We must be going through some crazy space. Why don't you look out the space window of a space helicopter?
Come on.
Oh, you see that space outside?
That looks like a space asteroid,
like normal asteroid, but in space! Whoa!
That one looks kind of wimpy, don't you know? We gotta pump it up!
Yeah, it's wimpy space asteroid! Let's pump you up, Space Vikings!
Yeah, that was good. Another round of the high fives.
Yeah, high fives go on and on.
Yeah. That's my favorite part, you know?
Yeah, mine too.
With business is bad, you got to go with the pleasant things in life. That's
because you know when you do the high five, you raise your hand up like,
and then do this.
Goes up and then it's like, the five.
That's very nice. They're good.
But you know, I think it's silly that we say we got to take the free things in life when it's our free things in life.
We just be like, yo, bitch, pull your spacecraft over now.
But the business, it hasn't been so good. It hasn't been
You know my favorite part about Space Vikings, though?
What is that mean?
When I'm on my space computer.
I love the space computer.
When I want to start a new word, I hit my space bar.
My space bar.
I love the space bar. It's so useful.
But sometimes, your little tummy just gets so wimpy.
Pump you up, Space Vikings!
Look, gentlemen, we're almost to the next planet.
Space Vikings.
It looks like a windy planet, but we're not going to pump it up.
No.
We're going to do the taking.
The taking's for free because it's an outer space yacht.
Or it will be at least once we leave the little atmosphere. Oh, it's so adorable when they didn't have an atmosphere. It's nothing to the space helicopter.
Yeah, can I just remind you back home, you know, on the Rhineland. That's where I come from.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a Viking.
I think I lived next door to you. Viking? No.
Oh, come on. You know it's good.
That's a shame.
I just got space poems.
That
is sad.
It's okay, Sven. We pump you up. Let's pump him up together.
Yeah, I need to be pumped
space
up.
Space Vikings! Pump Sven up! Space Vikings! Pump Sven up! Space Vikings! Pump sped up!
Space
Vikings!
Pump sped
up!
Yeah! Pump's up!
Fucked
up! Yeah. I could not be more fucked up!
In this good timing, we landed on the planet!
Let's
end our space recording so that we miss.
Time to raise the candle right off on the women.
They're space women!
Yeah.
And they will be if they have any nice ones.
Yeah, that is good.